A religious coalition will deliver a message Wednesday to the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Consider parole for hundreds, if not thousands, of inmates. Reverend Jerry Hancock belongs to the group Wisdom. He says it will outline at the state capitol what it deems are injustices within the correction system and deficiencies costing $96 million. Hancock says the agency or the governor could consider releasing 3,000 inmates.
They are the only 3,000 people in prison in Wisconsin who are eligible for parole. And the reason they are eligible for parole is because they've been in prison since before 1999, when the law changed. Truth in Sentencing, which went into effect in 1999, eliminated parole.
What do you say to people who might be concerned about safety of communities if these people were released?
We are certainly among those people that are concerned about the safety of our communities. And these people, many of them, were convicted of very serious crimes, but they've been in prison for a long time. And the question is not who they were when they committed the crimes, but who they are now. And a fair parole process would evaluate whether or not they have made significant changes in their lives. But these people are not even getting an opportunity to have that fair chance to see if they have in fact changed. And that's what we're asking for.
Wouldn't Wisconsin have to change the law in order for the Corrections Department to indeed release these people, or at least consider them for release?
No, that is exactly the point we're trying to make. They were sentenced under the old law before Truth in Sentencing went into effect. So they have met every legal requirement to be paroled. And the governor and secretary of corrections could develop a process to review these 3,000 cases to see which people are appropriate for release. And they could save part of that $96 million if these people were released.
Did the prior governor and the prior administrator of the Department of Corrections have that ability as well and not use it?
It did. And what our research has shown is that 10 years ago, about 25% of the inmates who applied for parole were granted parole. The last year, which was 2012, that we have data for, only about 5% were released. So there's been a drastic decrease in the number of inmates that have been released on parole.